The number of patients malnourished on admission to our hospitals has doubled in over 10 years. The reasons are twofold: a huge increase in the age of patients and a higher incidence of cancer. The new figures come from the Irish Society for Clinical Nutrition and Metabolism. The survey was carried out last November with data from 3,662 patients across 26 public hospitals. The Society's director is Niamh Rice. She's on the line. Niamh, good morning.
Good morning.
Your new report, it reveals that the highest number ever of patients with malnutrition or disease-related malnutrition being admitted to our hospitals. Will you spell out some more of what you found, its impact and the outcomes for patients?
Yeah, just absolutely. Thank you for talking to me this morning, because this is important. This is the first time we've done this since 2011. So it's really important to see how things have changed in the last, you know, more than a decade. Just a slight correction. It wasn't a doubling. It was an increase to 34%. The previous average was 30% that we found. But that's a big number. That's a big increase. But we found that we know why. Basically, the analysis shows us that cancer, as you mentioned in your preamble, cancer and aging. Ireland is always winning prizes for being, you know, making records, and we are the fastest growing population with an aging cohort. So over 65s now represent around 16% of the population. When we last did the survey, it was only 11%. So that aging demographic is coming into the hospitals more frequently and changing the patient population a little bit. And that's not going to change. That's going to continue. And those patients are at greater risk of malnutrition.
What I notice in your data as well, though, is that that rate reduces for transfers from long stay wards, that you don't have the same level of malnutrition. So it's people coming, people coming into hospital from home. What does this say about care in the community?
Well, it says that we need to do something about it. But I would like to just mention the fact that this is really surprising. Typically, we see patients who are in hospital for longer with worsening malnutrition. And the literature over international literature would always tell you that's the fact. So when we found that it was only 20% prevalence of malnutrition in the long stay wards, even though they were on average older, they were 77 on average, an age group. Mm-hmm. So that you'd expect them to be worse, and they were better. And I think that's down to the fact that screening was mandated by our current Taoiseach, actually, when he was health minister in 2020. So there's now routine screening. And the idea is that you pick up the patient from screening and you give them nutrition support, because that's what we're finding. They're not able to maintain their nutritional status unless they have some help. That's the good news. But the bad news is that obviously we need to do more of with patients at home. And as you correctly mentioned, there's two groups that really we need to do more for. The older people that are struggling at home, and we know who they are. There's about 56,000 people over 65 receiving home care support. And we think that they're really a good place to start, because they should have nutrition screening integrated into their care so that they're regularly screened, and we can, you know, we can keep them in their home for longer once we can keep them stronger. And that's a no-brainer, actually, because we want to keep them out of hospital and it saves money. So the second group is oncology settings. We are, you know, they have a 44%. When we looked at the patients with cancer, one in five patients in our population of the hospital had cancer diagnosis, even though they came in maybe for different things. Some of them had come in, you know, this was across the hospital. And those patients had there's a 44% prevalence of malnutrition versus 30 in people that didn't have cancer. And if we can get to the ambulatory care settings and extend screening and more dietitians that are specializing in oncology into those settings, and that should be done immediately. We've called for that before. So I think we really need to act. And I think over the next while, we'll be talking to politicians.
And did you look as well, and just briefly on this, at the outcomes for people with cancer who are having treatment, who are going into that treatment malnourished?
Yeah, it's not good. We didn't need to look at that, because we already know from huge amount of evidence that we've got that they do badly. They're much more likely to have a treatment-limiting side effect. They're more likely to feel sick. They're more likely to have you know, what we call toxicity, but mm-hmm. what I mean is intolerance to the chemotherapy. And they have poorer outcomes okay. and the quality of life goes down. So, you know, keeping people well-nourished is a no-brainer. We're not great at doing it. You know, we don't have to look for malnutrition. What we need to do is optimize the nutritional status of anyone who's ill. Oh, and nice. Certainly if we do that, we're going to save money and people will do better.
Okay, well, Niamh Rice, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.